Light the candle, tiger!
Hello there, and a very warm welcome to this week's Racing Post Golf Postcast. I'm Dave Cloke, your host this week, joined in the studio by the champ, Joe Champion, from the Racing Post Sports Desk. And on the line from our friends at Star Sports is Glenn Day. Well, let's go back to last week straight away, Joe. A five-way playoff. Andy Post favourite Rory McIlroy was involved, the recent FedEx Cup champion, but Rory didn't get the job done, did he?
No, he didn't. Sebastian Soderberg was the winner at Kansas, yeah. To be fair, he was probably the best player for much of that final round, and he free-putted the 17th, but and he was in quite close on 17, and he looked to be done from there, but showed great resilience to come back and win that. McIlroy didn't do a lot wrong, really. His shot into his approach shot at the playoff hole was great, and he just couldn't quite make the putt. Soderberg, having already rolled in his putt, put the pressure on McIlroy, and just came up short. But a big prize winner, but not completely out of the blue. You know, this is a guy who finished fifth in Sweden the week before, and he won the Kenya Open on the Challenge Tour a few years back, and that's played at altitude like Kansas. Yeah, so you know, well done to anyone that got him. It wasn't completely ungettable though.
Okay, and did you get involved last week? Did you have a bit? How did you get on?
I didn't have any pre-tournament positions. I had a week off last week, but jumped on McIlroy in the final round, unfortunately, at 12-1. And
at what point in the final round?
About halfway round, just before
before he came alive.
Yeah, he tore up the back nine in the second round, and I thought he might do so again. So a bit disappointed really, but I didn't have a massive chunk on, so not too devastated. But
you enjoyed the ride.
Great to watch. Great.
I think you traded about two on in running. Yeah. How did you get on last week, Glenn? Does that sound about right? Two on Rory at some stage.
Yeah, I believe so. So I wasn't working myself, but the reports were, he got as low as that. My friend didn't start the competition, though. Didn't want to know him, but obviously as he started to make a charge, then we saw a lot more for him, and obviously favourite in the playoff, and all the money was for Rory then.
And in terms of a result, a good one, I'm assuming, because as Joe's mentioned, I mean, one that could be found, but still won at a big price.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all the other guys in the frame were all over 150-1. We saw plenty of business each way. Caught the odds the first six last week, and basically kept 95% of it. So, yeah, fantastic result here at Star.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Joe, isn't it? That the bookmakers had a great result. Yeah. What do we take from that anyway, gentlemen? Anything going forward?
Outside of the guys that kind of finished in the playoff, got to be impressed with Thomas Peters again, Czech Masters champion a couple of weeks ago. And Kransas, not a great fit for him, but he finished 12th, which is an indicator of how strong his overall form is at the moment and probably a key pointer for this week. And the other one to take, I think, was Lucas Herbert, another guy who, big hitting Australian, who hasn't done a lot recently, but closed with a 64 to finish 8th at a track that, a bit like Peters, would not really be to his liking. So, two guys definitely moving forward who could, Peters is already in form, but Herbert could hit form again.
Definitely a player for the bookmakers, Thomas Peters. Although, Glenn, that win recently, as Joe touched on, he might be sort of back to a bit of form.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd say decent finish last week. Consistency hasn't always been his game, but yeah, perhaps he's found something, and he's playing at a track this week that should suit his game again. So no reason on paper why he shouldn't be competing.
Okay, right, well, let's move on to this week then. We've got the Porsche European Open Green Eagle Golf Courses in Hamburg, in Germany. No PGA Tour again. That starts up next week, Joe, so all the focus is on this. What kind of course are we playing on here?
Oh, well, this is about as long as it gets, really. It's the longest course on the European Tour. 7,544-yard par, 72 officially, but it can play to as long as 7,836 yards off the back tees if the tournament organisers require that to be the case. Five par fives as well, so you're looking for guys who are going to score heavily on par fives, guys that hit it a long way. It's been raining a bit in the build-up as well, so that should make the fairways play even longer this week. It's a course where the scoring shouldn't be too low, and it's challenging as well. There's a lot of water there. Last year, Bryson DeChambeau came into it. He was a big runner. He'd have been right up there in the betting and was in the lead with four to play, and he had a disastrous final four holes. Went bogey, bogey, par, treble bogey to finish 12th in the end. So just shows that it doesn't matter where you are on this course, you can be caught out. So even if you're a player of that kind of
surprising me that, because you said bomber, 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 but he's not one who hits it.
He can get it out there. He's not an out and out bomber, but he can definitely, he's a good ball striker. He can definitely get it out there. I mentioned, you know, Jordan Smith, the winner in 2017, was a guy who ranks really highly in driving on the tour. And Richard McAvoy in 2018, a shorter hitter, but it was a bit firmer in Germany last year. So
they're our two previous winners. We've been here twice before.
Your two previous winners. I think it will play a bit longer than it did last year, which should probably play into the hands of the longer guys.
Okay, Jordan Smith and Richard McAvoy, previous winners. Okay, Glenn, give us a show from Star Sports, and of course your each way terms.
Yeah, we're 50 odds the first six this week. 6-1 favourite Xander Schauffele, 7-1 Paul Casey, 15-2 Patrick Reed, 14-1 Matt Kuchar, 16-1 Thomas Peters, and 25-1 Lucas Bjerregaard and Matthias Schwab, 28-1 Bernd Wiesberger and Rory Sabatini, the 33s Adri Arnaus.
Okay, so some different names at the top of the betting there for a European Tour event. Joe, are you with anyone near the top, the likes of Schauffele, Casey, etc., or are we going a little bit further down?
I'm going a little bit further down. Glenn did mention my best bet. That's Adri Arnaus, the young Spaniard. I'm so impressed with this guy. I think it's only a matter of time until he wins a European Tour event. Hopefully it's this week. He pushed Thomas Peters all the way at the Czech Masters, only lost by a shot. His putter let him down slightly there, but you know, if he gets hot with the putter, he's going to go really well. He hits it a long, long way, finished sixth at Crans-Sessier last week. And that's another guy who Crans-Sessier wouldn't necessarily have suited down to the ground. You know, he's big off the tee. He ranks 19th in driving distance and second in strokes gained off the tee on the European Tour this season. And he hasn't won yet, but he's finished second three times. He was a two-time winner on the Alps Tour, and he won the Challenge Tour finals last year. So, you know, he's ready to make this step up to the European Tour. He eats par five for breakfast as well, and he's got five to aim at here. Adri Arnaus, I think, as I say, it's a matter of time until he wins, and he is my best bet this week.
Marvellous. Just quickly, Joe, what's the motive for some of these big guns coming over? Because I do always wonder, is it sponsorship? Are they? What it was spoke about last week, McIlroy needing to turn up for his tour card, and obviously his sponsors being involved in the tournament itself. Is that the case with some of the big guns here, or are they over to win?
Well, they are European Tour members, yep. So they will want to keep their tour cards, but at the same time, they're certainly healthily looked after by the sponsors, right. Should we say, for turning up this week. And you know, when you consider the amount of European Tour events towards the end of the season where there's a lot of money on offer, where they could be playing, they've decided to rock up in Hamburg instead, where the purse isn't quite as big.
Interesting. Glenn, what are your thoughts on that? Are you keen to get some of the those at the head of the betting in the satchel, so to speak, this week?
No, I'm actually with them. I just think the class angle is too much of a thing. Obviously, the front four in the market are all ranked in the top 20 in the world. I think it's huge. I mean, agree, like Joe said, they're all European Tour members. The likes of Schauffele sit 10th in the rankings. You know, a good week this week. He'll play probably one or two more. He might have eyes on the big prize as well, you know, the Race to Dubai title. So I think they're coming here to win. Casey, obviously filling in his quota. They've played here before as well, so they're fitting it into their schedule. Casey's played here last year. Patrick Reed's played here the last 2 years. So I don't think they're just turning up, making up numbers and take home their fat appearance check. I think they're here to win and put in a good performance.
I reckon they all drive Porsches. That's the key. I reckon that is that's the key. So who is your selection this week, Glenn? And of course, before that, this one I'd be quite interested to know, because we've got a few unfamiliar faces on the European Tour. What grade are we giving this tournament?
Now, this one gets a 4, but as I say, that's only padded out really by those guys at the front of it. There's not a great deal of depth. You get down to the 50-1 shafts even, and then you're starting to struggle to find many that might compete this week. So I do think it's all about the front 7, 8, 9 in the betting, personally. And I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket, and I'm going with Xander Schauffele. 25-yard record, made great strides since he gained his tour card in 2017. voted top rookie that season after a maiden tour winning the Greenbrier Classic. And he also won the Tour Championship as a rookie, becoming the first guy to do so. Currently sits at number 9 in the world rankings on the back of another solid season. He won the year opening tournament of champions in Hawaii, where he came from 5 shots behind in the final round, behind Gary Woodland. Shot 11 under par 62 on that final round. Not further 9 top 20s this year, 4 top 10s, good performances again in all the majors. Only a shot off the lead when Tiger won at Augusta, third place in the US Open. A slight dip in the form after our Open, missed the cut at the Northern Trust, but then finished 19th in the BMW Championship, 2nd in the Tour Championship behind Rory, and that saw a return to his best form. And in achieving that second place, he overturned a 6-shot deficit with Justin Thomas and 3 shots with Brooks Koepka on the new format, which are two no mean feats in themselves. Ranked 8th in par 4 scoring and 6th in par 5 scoring on the PGA Tour this year. 11th in strokes gained tee to green. He's also performed well on his travels in his short career to date. 2nd in the 2017 Dunlop Phoenix in Japan. 2nd in the 2018 Open at Carnoustie in Scotland. And he also won the HSBC Champions last October in China. Adding the incentive for the young man this week is his father's a German. As a young man himself, he had desires of being an Olympic athlete, but he was involved in an accident with a drunk driver, which curtailed that. He says all these sporting ambitions now are played out through his son. And I'm sure Chauffelet this week will have to add a European Tour victory to his CV in his father's homeland.
Blimey, Glenn going to town this week. We've got family history, run-ins with the police, all sorts. You mentioned par 5 scoring. Joe highlighted that there's 5 par 5s on this track, Glenn. That's quite rare, and surely that is a huge stat that punters should be keeping an eye on.
It is, and I mean, obviously, taking advantage of par 5s in any golf tournament is usually key. Say 5 of them here, and 3 of them come in the last 4 holes. So there's the potential to have real swings right late on. But last year, of all the players that made the frame here, they all ranked 50th or lower in driving distance. So it wasn't about the bombers. It was still about finding a way, good approach play. But Richard McAvoy did rank number 1 in par 5 scoring. Right. So it just shows there's more than one way to get the job done around here. And as Joe alluded to earlier, the scoring, as 5 par 5s would suggest, isn't particularly high, you know, 1,300, 1,100 the last 2 years. And there was actually a challenge tour event played here in 2010, and the winning score there was 800. So although there are plenty of par 5s, opportunities, you've still got to take care of the rest of the course as well.
Yeah, so don't be ruled in by that extreme yardage. A little bit of course management is required. Glenn, you mentioned they're all eggs in one basket. Have you got any other selections before we go back to Joe?
No, I'm just going to stick with the one. So, obviously, I mean, he's quite short. Now, unfortunately, I missed the 10-1 that was available with a firm on the high street for about 2 minutes, I think. But, 6-1. So, he's very short. Not particularly attractive, but I think he is the class act in the field. So, I'm just going to stick with Xander Schauffele this week.
Right, quite a competitive price, that, from Star Sports. I'm surprised you're not ducking him, being so with him, Glenn. Right, then, Joe, who else do we like?
Yeah, I mean, Xander Schauffele of those at the top of the market was very hard to ignore. And as Glenn says, if he was still 10-1, which was up for, you know, I saw it briefly yesterday morning. If he was still 10-1, then I'd probably get involved. I just think now, you know, he's probably the right price. And Rory McIlroy last week, he nearly won it, but it can still be a cautionary tale that, you know, he is the class act in the field, but they've got to win. They can't come second or third unless you're, you know, you might hammer it each way, but you're still not going to. You get your money back, but that's all you'll get. And, you can see these guys go off at these sorts of prices a lot, and they don't tend to win. So, yeah, I'm quite happy to take him on this week at the price, even though I do think he is, by far and away, the likeliest winner, really. I love Schauffele, and he's going to win plenty of tournaments, but I can leave him this week. So, my other selections, I fancy Sam Horsfield at 55-1. He finished third at the Czech Masters, and it's a similar course that should favour longer hitters, and followed up with 10th in Scandinavia. Played all right last week at Cran-Sessier as well. Not a natural fit for him, but he carded runs of 68, 69, 70 and 69 to finish tied 33rd, and you should like Green Eagle. You know, he went into the final round here last year at 6 under par, and the winning score was only 11 under, so he wasn't that far off. And he had a horrible final round, shot 78, but you know, he'll have learned from that. That included a 9 at the par 3 17th as well. And you know, he bounced back straight away, actually. He eagled the par 5 18th after that. So, you know, it's not all bad for him coming back here. And he's got a bit of form in Germany as well. He was 21st at the BMW International in June. So, yeah, Sam Horsfield's one I really like this week. And got a couple of Italians as well to get stuck into.
Far away.
Renato Paratore, who's just a guy who's trending in the right direction. He's achieved his best finish of 2018 when runner-up in this event behind McAvoy. And he's not done that much since then, but you know, he's only 22 years old. It's his fifth season on tour, though, and he's still quite experienced for his age. And the last few weeks, he's suddenly hit form. He was 28th in Scotland, 39th in the Czech Republic, 20th in Sweden, and 12th at Kransas.
Because he was touted as being the next big
thing. Yeah, he was very much a next big thing. You know, it's taken some time for him to get back on track, but suddenly looks like he's hit a bit of form. And
I do vaguely remember him in Manassaro. Yeah. It might have been the World Cup or
yeah, I know Steve's quite a big fan of him, or certainly was. And yeah, I think he finished 6th in Germany at the BMW in 2017, so clearly likes playing in the country. And I definitely think he's a contender this week. The other Italian I like is a 2-time winner this year, and it's Guido Migliozzi. He seems to either finish first or nowhere, but you know, he's another guy who hits the ball a long way, ranks 17th in strokes gained off the tee. And despite being a European Tour rookie, as I mentioned, he's already won twice this year. He'd won a couple of times on the Alps Tour as well. So he's got that winning mentality that I think can set you apart from other players on the tour. And you know, it's a stronger field here than the Kenya Open or the Belgian Knockout, which he's won. But you know, he's a player I like at an each-way price, and closed with a 66 to finish 33rd at Kransas. Yeah, so looks ready to go again this week. And yeah, I've got one more at a massive price. Roman Wattel, who's wildly inconsistent, and he could easily finish last, but it's worth taking a chance on him, I think. He was tied 5th here last season. It's his best finish of last season. And yeah, he's another guy that hits the ball a long way, 27th in driving distance. And yeah, just worth a chance at the prices. You're getting sort of 200, 225 to one each way on him.
Okay, brilliant. Well, there is only one tournament this week, Glenn. No PGA Tour, as I mentioned, that's back next week. So perhaps we could drill down a little bit into the market leaders and why we're not with them. The likes of Casey, I mean, he looks plenty short enough for someone who probably doesn't win as many as he should anyway. Is he one that you're really going to be looking to take on?
I wouldn't desperately be looking to take him on, but yeah, just sit where the market is. I agree with exactly what you said there. I mean, he's always in decent form. Defended at Valspar early this year, a third tour championship, 7th here last year. But I agree with what you said there. He just doesn't win often enough. So 7-1's a fair price, but certainly one I could leave alone at that price.
But probably one you couldn't go too big, because there'd be plenty coming in for the each way angle.
And the each way, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So he'll be there or thereabouts, I'm sure. But will he cross the line in first place? I'm not quite so sure.
And then Joe, a little bit further down, why not a Patrick Reed or a Matt Kuchar this week?
Yeah, I fear Patrick Reed this week. I think, you know, he's in decent nick on the at the end of the US Tour season, won the Northern Trust, of course. But you know, he's not a prolific winner for me over the last couple of years. He won the Masters, didn't do anything after that, and he's got his win in the bank. Is he ready to go again? I'm not so sure. Kuchar, you know, a decent price really for a player who is so consistent, but another player who he's won twice this year already, and I just don't think he needs this really. It's turned up, but I can leave them both at the prices.
Okay, fair enough. Anything else catch the eye, lads? Any other bets, any specials or anything going on, Glenn?
No, nothing for me at all. I've been very boring this week. Looking forward to next week when we get either side of the pond, and then we start getting stuck in with the each-way doubles again.
I can imagine. Does that really kill turnover, being only one tournament this week? Must do, surely. Just not just being one, safe, but the doubles as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And you say three players at single figure prices, people are not really taken with that. So, yeah, business is down on normal, that's for sure.
Brilliant. Anything else to add, Joe?
No, that's it.
That's it. Let's recap selections then before we head on our merry way. You're going with
Adrianos, Sam Horsfield, Renato Paratore, Guido Migliozzi and Roman Wattel.
And Glenn is going all in. Get the lot on so you can buy yourself a Porsche on
Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele, who's the market leader with the Star Sports. At what price, Glenn?
6-1.
There you go, Glenn, all in on that one. Well, we are back next week. Do join us next week. We've got the European Tour. And, of course, the PGA Tour is back. So join us then. Thanks for listening. Rate, review and subscribe. Give them the horn!